is someone I'm really excited to speak to. She's more than a musician. Kimchi Princey transforms into an intoxicating poetess and rapper at night with an impactful visual that is leaving a lasting effect on digital culture. She joins us now to talk to us more about her incredible career. Kimchi, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey. Oh, thanks for the nice intro. No worries.
We're so excited to have you this morning. How did the Kimchi Princey persona come about?
Well, I was just kind of mucking about with friends a while ago, maybe a couple of years ago, and then I was like, if I ever went solo, I just knew I would want to, I guess I just kind of was like, oh yeah, I would be called Kimchi Princey if I went solo, and this is what I'd do. And then I just started doing it.
Wow.
It's not really so much a persona, it just was more like an expressive thing.
Okay, I like that. Now, you started writing poetry before you started making music. What was the transition from writing to rapping?
Well, I always preferred spoken poetry, so I would do a lot of like performance poetry nights just around Sydney as a kid. And then I just came to the age where people I knew were making beats and stuff or getting into music. So like those gigs turned into like more music shows, and I was like, oh hey, like this is a cool beat, why don't I just like record this poem over it?
Wow.
And then it kind of developed.
What a natural kind of transition as well. It would be something that would be quite, it seems like quite an easy path to follow, almost, that it's a very natural transition to make.
Yeah, it was super natural. And then like performing, I took to quite like naturally. I just liked it, so I was able to like incorporate more dance and stuff into it. Eventually want to get into more of that and have like a just think about the stage more and more. It's developing.
Where would you say your music inspiration comes from? What genre would you put yourself in?
I'd say the inspiration just comes from literally just like everyday life. Like it can be like a word like made up between like friends and I, or like a line said like, oh, they never texted back, or like kind of stuff like that. I like just like how people are moving and thinking about stuff. And then the music kind of calls for whatever needs to be said, I'd say. So yeah, I don't like really take, I'm like not really like, oh, this is like a genre I want to do. It's more like, what am I going to say?
I love that. It's not, I'm going to be a pop princess. It's, I'm going to portray a message here. That's great. And I got to say, the producers and I this morning have been absolutely fawning over your Instagram, because you have such an awesome and just like really unique style as well. You've created this great Kimchi kind of brand almost with the way that you present yourself. How do you put your outfits together? Is it an extension of the performance on stage, or is this just the way you like to get up and get dressed in the morning?
Well, yeah, I don't have a stylist, but definitely I definitely really think about how, like, the outfit just makes me feel how I want to feel. So, like, right now I'm in my, like, PJs, and I will be all day, but when it comes to night, like, I'm DJing tonight, and I'll definitely want to dress, like, just whatever's going to make me feel good. So I'll put a bit of colour and stuff like that, yeah.
And I understand you've recently collaborated with your sister and some other Sydney artists like Slimset and a few others.
Mm-hmm.
How important would you say collaborations are to the kind of Kimchi machine? Is that something you want to explore a little bit more? Is that something you want to keep doing?
Yeah, I'd say like collaboration is like key to the Kimchi Princey machine, quote. it's just something I've always done. So like, as I said, like when I started, it was like, oh, I like write and you do this, like why don't we put that together? And that's kind of been it. And so a lot of the times right now I'm working with like Slimset's Atro heavily on like a mixtape, and it's been like the nicest collaborative thing, because it's like we can just sit together and arrange a piece and talk about how we want to make it sound and what, and then like I'll come up with lyrics and be like, well then let's make this. So and working on a video clip with my sister, so it's like, yeah, I think it's just the day and age where like collaboration is like super open and really easy to do, especially like online. Working with a guy in Shanghai on a video with my sister. So it's like we're doing that all through online, and we just can, because it's like now as well, it's like it's not like a hidden thing, so it's not like it comes out under me. It's like, well, we all have our own like profiles and stuff, so it's everyone's work.
Absolutely.
It's not really like mine per se. It's like, well, everyone can equally like have a share in it, and it's very visible. It's not like a hidden team.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, this person did this, and that's why it's awesome.
Yeah, giving credit where credit is due. I love that you're working with your sister as well, and I love when women work together, especially young women in the industry, because it really just perpetuates this kind of empowering notion that we all kind of get together and make each other great. But I say, if I had to work with my sister, I would kill her. I would absolutely not be able to do it. How's that experience been for you?
Well, it's been happening ever since this started, and it's been, it's been really great. Like, I can't imagine it any other way. She's like a very amazing, like, visual kind of, like, I don't know, like, in a way, like a visual, like, or like a color savant, like, can just see things really well. And so when it's in my head, she's able to translate it visually, and through that, that's how this whole imagery has just like been consistent throughout. It's not like I've done it with different people. It's just like it's all been together. And so that working relationship works really well. I mean, I've worked with a few other people on smaller projects, just say like photo shoots or something. And, you know, you can just tell it's not your sister. So whether that's good or bad, it's something special.
I think it is something really, really special. What's coming up for Kimchi Princy in 2018? What does the year hold for you?
Yeah, well, in 2017, I mainly toured, and that was really, really exciting. And then it also left me on a low point where I was like, I want to do this more often and I need to make more music. Mm. And so I'm really excited to put on, to finally be releasing and starting to like slowly put into the world the mixtape I've been working on for about 2 years.
Amazing. So it's going to be a big year for you.
It's scary to let it go, but it's the time.
I think it is the time. I think that this is it. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the year holds for you. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, thank you. Thanks, Jeff.
That was local Sydney poetress and rapper there, Kimchi Princy, speaking to us about her incredible music, which is making waves in the hip-hop indie scene here in Sydney. If you want to find out more about Kimchi, we will pop a bunch of links on the podcast at the end of the show, 2SER.com/weekendbrekkie. If you've got your phone out, you may be sitting in bed, jump on Instagram. Kimchi Princy is her Instagram handle. Check it out. I have been fawning all morning. Absolutely incredible stuff. Incredible local young lady doing great stuff in the music industry.